families to have unfettered movement on Christmas Day. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which reports that following a meeting of the three party leaders in government last night, it's understood that while level three restrictions will apply in the main, it's likely that people will be allowed to travel to spend Christmas with their families. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that cabinet sources across all parties say that ministers are expected to seek the reopening of shops, restaurants and churches from next week and an easing of travel restrictions later in December. And last night's warning from Dr. Tony Houlihan, urging people not to become complacent as a result of fresh waves of hope about a vaccine, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. The involvement of Irish scientists in the Oxford University vaccine receives lots of front page coverage this morning, alongside a picture of Professor Theresa Lamb. The Irish Daily Mail celebrates the prospect that the vaccine could be approved in weeks. The Kildare-born professor is also pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, alongside the headline, Ireland's Bug Buster, while the Irish Sun runs with front page pictures of both Professor Lamb and Professor Adrian Hill, another Irish scientist working on the Oxford vaccine, along with the headline, Gift of the Jab. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both lead today with news of a voucher scheme, which is to encourage shoppers to spend their money with local retailers in Northern Ireland. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on the Garda investigation into the deaths of Seema Banu and her two children, Asfira and Faizan, in South Dublin last month. Details of the special criminal court hearing surrounding the money laundering activities of 48-year-old Jonathan Harding generates the lead story in today's Herald. And the Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to that report from a European committee which investigates conditions in prisons, which was highly critical of Ireland's handling of mentally ill prisoners. Elsewhere this morning, Carl O'Brien has an interview in today's Times with Professor Kirsten May, who, when she was appointed as president of the University of Limerick earlier this year, became the first female president of an Irish university in 428 years. Also in the Times, Janice Charlton, chief executive of the Community Foundation for Ireland, is writing about the significance of tomorrow's International Day for the elimination of violence against women. A number of today's papers report on this year's Irish Survey of Student Engagement, in which 80% of the 45,000 students who were surveyed online rated their entire educational experience as either good or excellent. Although it has to be said that most of the study was done before COVID-19 forced the closure of college campuses. There's a nice piece in today's Star about 73-year-old Irish actor Mary Comerford, who's enjoying being in the limelight since she started appearing in a starring role in a heartwarming new Christmas ad for the DIY chain Woody's. Mickey Hart's appointment as manager of the Louth football team is flagged on the front of a number of today's papers. Back in the game is a headline on the front of the Examiner. And finally, Cavan Aboo is the caption over the picture on the front of today's Independent of school children from Crubeny National School in Cavan celebrating their county's win in the Ulster football finals on Sunday. We're told that the school had extra reason to celebrate since goal scorer Connor Madden is a brother of one of their teachers, while other members of the winning team, Martin Riley and Connor Smith, are past pupils.